Hello, this is the Reluctant Speakers Club, a podcast series by Eamon O'Brien. Today we're going to talk about why less is more when you speak in public. Imagine you're in the office and it's late one evening and you get the following series of calls from your partner or your wife or your husband. First call. If you're going by the shops, could you get some milk on your way home? Maybe a few minutes later you get another call. And can you pick up the dry cleaning as well? Maybe another 10 minutes later, another call. And don't forget to get more dog food from the vet. His office shuts at 7 p.m. How do you react when you receive multiple messages? Is there a chance that you might forget to do one or more of those things? For most of us, the answer is yes. Your ability to remember all of these requests will also be affected by whether or not you have other things to do or to remember at the same time. Now I want you to apply that scenario to a speech or presentation you have to give. Imagine you have to speak for 15 minutes, 30, 60 minutes. It doesn't matter. How many ideas or messages should you try to share with an audience in that amount of time? I want you to hold your answer to that question for a moment. Here's some clues. Research shows that the average person will forget at least 50% of whatever they've heard in a speech or presentation the moment that it finishes. That's right. More than half of what you may have just said in your speech will be completely and utterly forgotten by the time you get off that podium. And it gets worse. By the time you get 24 hours down the line, a typical audience won't remember more than 25% of whatever you said. And a week later, less than 10%. And incidentally, that's only if you were somewhat interesting. So, that's the reality. Now let's go back to the question about the number of messages that you can deliver in any given time frame. Now that you know that people aren't going to remember more than 10% of what you said, you really owe it to yourself and to your audiences to decide what that 10% should be. Don't hit your audiences with many messages. The more messages you give people, the less likely they are to remember the central, critical messages they really needed to leave your speech and have in their heads. Limit yourself, ideally, to just one overriding and simple message. Whatever that idea is, use the time you have to hammer home that idea. You'll be so much more memorable. Don't be tempted to share everything that you know with an audience, and certainly don't include large elements of detailed information into a speech. The reality? Your audience won't remember it. They won't thank you for it, and chances are they'll actually miss the key points you wanted them to get in the first place. Whenever you have to speak, remember the three S's. Simplify, simplify, and simplify again. Boil your central ideas down to just a single theme. There's an American woman, Anna Boer. She summed this idea up beautifully. She said, if you can't write your message in a sentence, you can't say it in an hour. She's quite right. In other words, create an elevator speech upon which you will base all the other arguments and ideas that you present. What's an elevator speech? Imagine somebody's been listening to you for 10 or 15 minutes or half an hour. They leave a room and they get into an elevator. They meet someone and they're asked, what was all that about? What would you want them to say? That's a great way to think about what the central, most important thing you want to relay to an audience was. It's a good idea. I hope you adopt it. Remember, less really is more when it comes to public speaking. This podcast is brought to you by the Reluctant Speakers Club, and I'm Eamon O'Brien.